August 11, 2024. 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year B. For the past few weeks, our readings have been emphasizing the importance of the Eucharist in our lives as Christians. Today as well, Jesus emphasizes the same point saying, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." With these words, Jesus in today's Gospel reading, from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 6, verse 41-51, reminds us of the effects the Eucharist, Holy Communion, in our lives, when we receive it worthily. Hence, the Eucharist has profound and far-reaching effects on the soul. It is not merely a symbol, but the real presence of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and those who partake in it have eternal life and remain in Jesus. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, there are many effects of the Eucharist in the life of a Christian. These are: we receive Christ Himself. It increases sanctifying grace in us. We participate in the divine life of God. Our strength in God is restored and renewed. We receive spiritual nourishment. We overcome temptations. The life of grace received in baptism is fostered and nourished. Our faith is strengthened and restored. We receive forgiveness of our venial sins. We are preserved from mortal sin. It increases our sanctity and consolidates our union with God. It brings physical and spiritual healing. It perfects the spiritual sacrifice of the faithful. It fosters the building up of the body of Christ. It strengthens the bonds of unity among Catholics. It is a powerful means of grace, which helps Catholics to grow in holiness and to become more like Jesus Christ. It makes us long for eternal life. It unites us even now to the Church in heaven, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and all the saints. It commits us to the poor. My brothers and sisters, today we are once again reminded of the importance of the Eucharist in our lives as Christians and how to come closer to God through the Eucharist. So let us come closer to God through the Eucharist by: participate actively, devoutly, and spiritually in the Mass. Frequent or daily reception of the Eucharist, in a state of grace. Go to confession regularly. Visits to the Blessed Sacrament. And daily spiritual communion. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.